Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss the writer Purushottam Lal. Okay? Generally he is referred to as P. Lal, but the full name is Purushottam Lal. Now Purushottam Lal was a very versatile Indian writer who wrote in English and was known for his poetry, translations as well as criticism. Now he wrote in simple and very rhythmic language that reflected his musical and oral sensibility, and he also experimented with different forms and styles such as sonnet form, ghazal form, haikus. Now haiku is a Japanese verse form. Okay? So P. Lal experimented with all of these different forms as well as free verse. So all of these styles he experimented with, he used, be it sonnet, ghazals, haikus or free verse. And in his works he explores the themes of identity, love, death, spirituality, and he also critiqued the various aspects of Indian society and politics such as caste, religion, corruption and violence. Okay? But the thing for which he is very famous is for establishing the literary magazine called Writers is Workshop. Okay? Writers is Workshop. In 1958, P. Lal and his associates founded the Writers is Workshop in Calcutta. Okay? And this soon became an effective forum for modernist poetry. Okay? Because after all, P. Lal is classified as a post-independence writer, an Indian writer writing in English. And the workshop's manifesto described the school as consisting of a group of writers who agree in principle that English has proven its ability as a language to play a creative role in Indian literature through original writings and transcreation. Okay? And the first modernist anthology of poems was edited by P. Lal and K. Raghavendra Rao. Okay? And the title of this anthology of poems was Modern Indo-Anglican Poetry. Okay? Modern Indo-Anglican Poetry. This was published in 1958. Okay? And one more fact you should keep in mind is that this workshop, Writers' Workshop, was devoted to creative writing and giving preference to experimental work by young and unpublished writers. Okay? So there are a number of writers in India whose first works were published by the Writers' Workshop. Okay? Only after that they became very, very famous. And just to point out some important and famous names who ultimately went on to become very famous. Now, inme se ek to hai A.K. Ramanujan. Okay? A.K. Ramanujan is very famous. The first book of A.K. Ramanujan was published by this Writers' Workshop. Okay? And he is just one example. Other examples are Asif Karumboy. Okay? Asif Karumboy. Uske baad Aga Shahid Ali. Okay? Aga Shahid Ali. After that, Adil Jusuwala. Then Jeev Patel, Jayant Mahapatra, very famous. Nisim Ezekiel, right? We all have read the poems of Nisim Ezekiel. Uske baad, even Ruskin Bond is there, whose work was published first by the Writers' Workshop. So, in short, it can be said that this literary magazine called Writers' Workshop promoted new and emerging writers in India, okay, at that time. Okay, and a few more things I'll discuss about Purushottam Lal. Okay, few of his important works. Okay? One such work is called The Return of Saraswati. Okay? The Return of Saraswati. This was published in 1967. Okay? And this is basically a collection of poems that celebrates the ancient Indian goddess of learning and culture, Saraswati. And the poems use imagery, symbolism and alliteration to convey the poet's reverence and devotion. Okay? Now, next work you should remember is The Mahabharata of Vyasa. Okay? This is basically a translation of the epic poem from Sanskrit into English. Okay? Then the next one is A Man Outside History. Okay? This is the title, A Man Outside History. This was published in 1997. And this is basically a collection of essays that covers various topics such as literature, art, music, religion, philosophy and politics. Now at the start of this lecture, I told you about this word called transcreation. Okay, transcreation. This word is very much associated with P. Lal because he is the one who translated the Mahabharata in 18 volumes. Okay, 18 volumes mein ye translate kiya hai. And rather than calling it translation, it is better to call it a transcreation. Now, what is the difference between translation and transcreation? Dono mein difference ye hai that from translation, generally we understand that word for word translation. That is what we understand when we read the word translation. But transcreation kya hota hai? Translating it in a creative way. So it is not word to word or word for word translation, but capturing the essence, capturing the meaning and translating something in a creative way. Okay? So that is why this 18 volume Mahabharata, which has been translated by him, let's say transcreated by him, it is better to call it a transcreation rather than just a translation. So from an exam point of view, you should pay attention to the important works by P. Lal, okay? And in particular, the founding of this writers is workshop. Ispe bahut sare sawal aate hain. When it was founded? It was founded in 1958. Okay, what was the purpose of it? And one more fact I wanted to tell you. Along with transcreating the Mahabharata, okay, P. Lal has also transcreated the Upanishads. Okay, there are 21 Upanishads which he has transcreated. So, is fact ko bhi aap yaad rakhna. There can be questions on this, especially this word transcreation. Okay, translation and transcreation are related to each other in some way, but they are not the same. Okay, they are not the same.